Sixth Day Podcast. It's episode 82.
82?
It's Brandon, it's John, and guess who's back? We got Mark in the house. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Thanks for having me back.
Gotta have it back.
The triumphant return.
That's right.
Question for you guys real quick.
Shoot.
Am I to this show what John Goodman or Alec Baldwin are to Saturday Night Live?
You're looking to get the yes. Five-timers jacket yeah. here at yeah. some point?
I'd say you are.
Good.
I think, is this tie him, or is he in the lead now? Gibson's on three. Is he on three? I have to double check. You might be tied or in the lead.
All right.
We'll double check.
Get that jacket.
Right. It's a nice jacket.
I don't know if Brandon ever told you this. So earlier this year, one of my cousins started listening to the show. He'd never listened before. And so you're on the first episode. And then he kept going. And after like 10 weeks or something, he called. He's, John, what happened to Mark? I was like, what do you mean, man? He's like, Mark, like he was there, and then he just wasn't.
Yep. Fired first episode.
Oh, he had this whole thing just, built yeah, up he had this, like what we did.
He's like yeah. man, did, like, was there a falling out?
Right.
Was
he... Oh, look at this guy.
Yeah, my phone ruined on. I was like, do you guys have a falling out?
That's
is he okay?
That's why Mark was fired, remember?
Is he okay? Like, I was like, yeah, man, like, sorry. But it cracked me up.
Yeah, looking back, we never really cleared up on that first episode that Mark was a guest. I guess we didn't even cross our minds. Like, I don't know, we're just doing a podcast, and this is who's here.
We didn't know what we were doing.
We had no idea.
Not that we know now.
Because now we're pros.
Right.
Total pros.
Old hat.
Total pros.
Well, speaking of pros, you guys are pros. Congratulations.
Yeah, 2 years.
2 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
It's amazing.
We got our...
it's very weird.
That's right. We got our Double Barrel Woodford Whiskey out here to celebrate.
Mm.
So this is going downhill quick.
And the 311 Amber Ale.
That's right.
Courtesy of Mark.
That's right. Mark broke over the Amber Ale. I haven't had it yet.
Yeah, tonight's show sponsored by 311.
Nice. Yeah, right.
Yeah, friends of the show.
Yeah.
Friends of the show, 311.
Yeah. I don't like to brag, but you know.
And, you know, what a week it's been. I feel like everything's coming up Milhouse right now,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
Jordan Kyrou's lighting the world on fire. Yes. Nolan Arenado's going to be wearing the birds yeah. on the bat.
That's right.
Goldberg didn't win his match in Royal Rumble.
Right. Like, yeah, it goes without saying, if you listen to the show, you know if Mark's here, it's either Royal Rumble or WrestleMania or Survivor Series. It's got to be one of the big three. And, of course, it is Royal Rumble on in the background. So, you know Mark is enjoying some wrestling. We're all enjoying some wrestling. John's getting back into it, regardless of what he says on the
He's
air.
He's got no choice.
Sure.
He loves it.
Sure.
He loves it.
It's my favorite.
I think the fact that one of your favorite bands
uh-huh.
is represented in AEW
That's
is
a fact.
Is going to slowly bring you back.
Hey, if we were watching The Butcher and the Blade right now, I'd be a happy man.
You're like, hit pause on this podcast. I need to see what he's doing.
Yeah, we wouldn't have hit record. But like, let me watch my man Andy Williams.
Yep.
Tear so, shit up.
And that's one of those things where, until he became a wrestler, oh my God, that looked like it might have hurt. I had no concept of who he was. I didn't know anything about it. Yeah.
Whew. I can't believe she just hopped up.
She hopped up.
Like that clearly looked like she missed her jump, and I thought she yep. just broke her fucking neck.
Yep.
It's like, yep. oh shit, something just went horribly wrong, and we're going to witness it.
Wrestling. Yeah, then they're going to play it again. Yeah, it looked like, you know. Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. yeah, dude. Like that.
Her feet almost carried
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
That's hot yoga. That's why you get that. Yeah. Hot yoga helps that.
Shit,
right
it better yeah. be something, because she looked like she could be dead.
That's right. So what do you boys feel like talking about today?
Well, I mean, the elephant in the room, we got WandaVision. That has finally gotten awesome.
Right. Very awesome.
Finally turned its corner.
Yeah, this week, I know Mark not up to it, so I won't try not to spoil too much. But you know the character Wanda yep. from MCU Universe and the character Vision. Have you seen Endgame? Are you up to date on everything?
No, parts of it, not the whole thing.
Okay, I don't know how you're stopping that. Jesus Christ!
I got kids at home. I got Jeez. Small kids.
That's fair. 3-hour movie is probably tough to get with some kids. So you know they're the stars of this new show on Disney Plus. All connects to everything else, but it started off unlike anything else you've ever seen so thus far in the MCU. I don't know why I said thus far.
Because you're elegant.
I'm very elegant. As I'm watching wrestling and sipping whiskey with my Dr. Pepper backer.
Hey.
Thus far. Boy, that's fun.
Holy shit.
I don't even know what we're watching there, but it's effective.
How is she fucking doing that?
Yeah. some type of...
It's the hot yoga.
Triangle choke with the leg. Yeah, anyways.
Well, it goes back to the yoga.
Right. So WandaVision. Oh, my God, this is going to be way off track real fast if I don't pay attention. WandaVision. So it starts... It's like every episode so thus far has been... like a different sitcom, like an I Love Lucy.
A different era, though. So it's like the first one is like 50s, very much 50s. Okay. One, 60s, episode 2, 60s, like Bewitched, 70s. You know,
okay.
And then this last episode was the fourth episode, correct?
Yes. And they finally gave some context.
But you really don't know what's going on. Like, okay. Everybody kind of seems to be aware they're in something, but they don't acknowledge they're... It came off kind of Twilight Zone-y as
yeah,
opposed
very
to
much
like,
so.
You know, sitcom-y. So with this last episode, you kind of find out that Wanda, for the most part, is causing
she's
what's
in control.
Going on of in this little world of hers, and people on the outside are noticing it and being affected by it and trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it officially I confirmed what we all expected, that this is House of M.
Correct, yeah. It kind of setting up that Wanda will be the next big bad.
This is the House of M storyline.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to have some... obviously, it's changed, but it is very much that storyline.
I liked...
And I'm stoked on
this one had a bunch of, like, random Easter eggs, too. Like, I'm not even big at Easter... Or small Easter eggs, but, like... I love that that Agent Chu from the FBI.
Oh, Jimmy Woo doing the magic trick?
He's fantastic. Well, the magic trick was great.
The best was, yeah...
Did you see Ant-Man?
Yeah.
The second one?
Paul Rudd?
You see the second Ant-Man and the Wasp?
That's with Kate Beckin.
No, what's her name? Shoot, she was in Lost.
Yeah,
I can't think of her name.
Me neither.
I know
you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the FBI agent who's always checking on him for house arrest, the Asian guy, he shows up in this next episode, and at the very beginning, he shows his card as like a magic trick because like that's what Paul Rudd was teaching him. It's unacknowledged. It's just
the fact that he does the magic trick.
Oh, it's great.
From Ant-Man 2 made me so happy.
It was awesome. I love that how they do little things like that. It just makes you happy. Because, you know, when you watch the movie 900 times, you're like, I appreciate that.
Like, the opening sequence of showing people coming back from the snap.
Yeah.
Like, in the chaos of what that was.
Right.
I didn't know that I wanted that. Holy shit, cool. I wanted that.
Yeah, this was the first time.
Like, it was a cool fucking scene.
With the snap when everybody disappeared, this is the first time you ever see them reappearing. Like, the show just opens with a hospital, and also people are reappearing in hospital rooms out of nowhere and looking for their wife, and it's been 30 seconds to them, kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, we got like a little glimpse of that in Spider-Man, but they did it as a joke because it's Spider-Man,
right?
But like, I did not know I wanted that scene to exist, but as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is exactly what I want to exist. This is it.
Yep. Yeah, it ties in Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
With Monica Rambeau stuff. Kind of cool that they made her mom the founder of S.W.O.R.D.
Yeah.
You know, so
what
that
like,
really sets up the next...
And we didn't do a show last week. Like, episode three, three, when Lizzie Olsen turns and, like, you see her, like, be kind of badass and menacing. It's like, oh shit, this chick can act.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this is on the up and up.
Giving her an Emmy. I don't know what they qualify Netflix and streaming services for. They get Emmys, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that Emmys? TV? Right. That's right.
Bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Was Schitt's Creek on TV or was it only on Netflix?
I don't remember where it started though, because I feel like it may have been.
It failed somewhere, I think.
I don't know if it was BBC, but it was like maybe even a Canadian channel, to be honest. I don't remember
exactly.
And they
didn't pick it up or
something.
Right,
like a season and a half or something like that, Something along those lines, but who knows?
I've never watched it.
That's why Netflix released certain movies in theaters to get Oscars, so I didn't know if the same thing applied.
I think the Film Academy is a lot fucking snootier. I think the Emmys will just... They'll just give them to you.
Oh, you want to show up to our show? Yeah, we'll give you an Emmy.
Yeah, you can get a statue.
Cool, yeah, gotcha.
Everybody gets a statue.
What else you got on WandaVision you want to get out?
Nothing. Well, I don't want to go. I don't want to go too far into it because I know you're going to enjoy this one of these days.
I'm going to check it out for sure.
And it's
he'll forget.
Like, it's just fun. Like, I feel like episode 4 they finally gave me enough for me to get excited. Like I'm a big fan of like mysteries and not knowing shit. But the first 3 episodes, like, they legitimately give you no context.
Right.
So it's like there's not even enough to grab me to like I need a, like, even if you gave me a false trail or a false answer, I feel like by the end of episode one, you've got to give me something to hold on to.
Right. Otherwise, to keep wanting to go back.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair.
It's just like with Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That was like how you were talking about earlier. Like, you need to give me something.
Right.
And the first three episodes, I feel like it was solely existing on like, well, this is Marvel and you've got 10 years invested, so you're coming back.
You're sticking with it.
Yeah. And they knew it.
Right.
And it's like finally in episode four, I was like, okay.
Right.
Like, now I know what the show is. Like, you don't need to answer all my questions, but you need to tell me what the fuck you are.
Well,
and the first three episodes, they just didn't. What am I watching?
Right.
I don't
part
know.
Of that,
I'm entertained. It's right. fun. It's I love sitcoms,
right.
so I'm a big fan of what's right. going on here. I love these performers, so I'm a bit. Yeah, it's like Catherine Hahn's in it. She's funny
as
shit.
Right. Yeah.
yeah. So it's like Catherine Hahn and Elizabeth Olsen's awesome, and Paul Bettany's awesome. So I'm like, yeah, these are great performances,
right.
and this is a cool. thing, but what fuck is it?
Right,
like,
right.
I don't know what the fuck you're trying to do.
But I think part of that is the way Disney presents it in the, they're only delivering one every Friday. Like, if it was Netflix and it all dropped at one time and you could bang through four, you wouldn't have that feeling.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Because you're like, oh, well, let's watch the next one and see what happens real quick.
But I don't want to binge. Like, I'm glad they're doing it this way, but I feel like they need, a little lesson in how to tell a story episodically. I think that team is clearly, they've mastered how to tell stories cinematically.
Yeah.
They do a wonderful job. Yeah. But like, there is something very different about an episodic approach that they just.
Oh, this is the guy you're curious about. Is this, what is this guy? Little Bunny? There you go.
Bad Bunny or something.
Bad Bunny.
B Rabbit. You got Booker T back there in fatigues.
Huh.
Yeah. Yep. I'd play it, but I don't want to get sued by Bad Bunny for copyright infringement.
So, as we're watching this, I've now seen both Goldberg and Booker T. I haven't watched wrestling in the last 25 years, Brandon, and these are players that were there when I was watching wrestling.
Booker T does not wrestle.
What is going on?
He is 100% a commentator. This guy just made a song about him, and they got him standing there in a circle like a pretty lady back in the 90s. I'm not sure what's up.
Huh.
Yep. I think at some point Booker T breaks down and does a dance. But
Spinneroonie?
I wouldn't surprise me, right? I mean, he's Booker T. Because somewhere in the song, I think he samples Booker T's entrance music. You know, that, you don't know it.
Yeah, again, I haven't watched wrestling since like 1998.
Booker T song or Bowling for Soup, Alexa Bliss? Which is better?
The Alexa Bliss song, which isn't even that good.
Yeah.
You know that song?
No.
You know Bowling for Soup. Though.
Of course I know Bowling for Soup.
They got a song by Alexa Bliss.
Good for them.
Okay. I'm trying to bring you in here.
Good
trying
for all parties involved.
Trying to connect dots.
Yeah. Every time I die, Andy Williams, that's a connection.
I mean, I showed you Kevin Smith at the opening day of AEW. That did nothing for you.
God. Eh. I love Kevin Smith, but it's eh.
If only you were a Bad Bunny fan.
Right. That's what I needed to be.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was a Booker T fan in 1997. So
Booker T has a great future, I think, ahead of him as a one of those street statue guys that just stands there and,
like, in Vegas.
Yeah,
yeah. He's done a great job of it.
He hasn't moved. He's good.
Stoic.
Yep. Okay, we'll stop talking about that because that's just nonsense. You know what music was good that happened this week?
Huh?
Did you see the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones put out a new song?
No.
It's a 7-minute scathology. It's got guys from Rancid. It's got guys from Fishbone. It's got guys from Suicide Machines. It's fun.
No shit. I'll look into that.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's not the best Boss Tone song in the world,
yeah.
but it's just fun to hear, you know, a laid-back ska song.
I'm here for that.
Yeah. Does Dickie Barrett sing?
I'll look that up.
Yeah.
How's his voice? Does he have a voice?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. This is their first single from, they signed to Hellcat Records, which is
Tim Armstrong's
from Rancid's album. So what's her name's on there too? What's the punk ska band that Rancid?
Dancehall Crashers?
No. Female lead singer. They just put an album out recently. It's not Dancehall Crashers. You know what I'm talking about. Sing the Kerosene song. You know what I'm talking about.
Maybe.
You know what I'm talking about. It was all over the radios. Anyway, the radios.
That's a kerosene song.
What am I, 900 years old today?
Maybe.
Ugh. Thus, you know, I'm a match. She's kerosene. Oh, come on, nope. You guys. I am not the oldest guy here.
Like, we'll listen to the we'll listen to it during the break.
You're driving me nuts.
We'll listen to it anyways, when we take a minute. Yeah, but I'm interested in that.
It's fun stuff. It's fun stuff.
Yeah. I'm here for it. Well, what we also got this week that I'm super excited about is that fucking Godzilla vs. Kong trailer.
I didn't want... You know what? I've never been a big fan of either one. I don't dislike. I just never got into either one other than I really love playing Rampage at the skating rink.
Oh,
great games.
About it.
Great game.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the Dwayne Johnson movie Rampage?
Of course.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
I did not watch it.
The Rock was in it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I played the shit out of that game, but
it was great. Yeah.
I did not have any interest in watching that movie.
It was a shitty, shitty movie.
Isn't that shit on HBO?
What's that? The
Rampage.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw it on HBO. Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch that this week.
Yeah, it would surprise me if it's on HBO Max.
It's
a good hour and 10.
I fucking love Godzilla. Like, I had all the Godzilla VHSs when I was a kid. I am into Godzilla. And King Kong, for that. Like, and all the ones that they've done, like, the last few. What was it? 2014 Godzilla. I dug. Godzilla King of Monsters was fucking awesome. And Kong Skull Island was awesome.
Is that the first one with Jack Black?
No. So that one came out in, like, 2005. Okay. They made a new one, like, 2 or 3 years ago with Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, that's right.
No, Cranston was in the first Godzilla.
Okay. Okay.
But like, so they've been doing it as a connected universe. Okay. And they did, and Kong Skull Island was John Goodman and Samuel L. Jackson and Brie Larson, Tom Hiddleston. It's fucking awesome. It's very good.
It's a good cast.
Yeah, it fucking rules. I just watched it again last week.
I'll be honest.
It's on HBO Max.
I never really gave it a chance.
Dude,
either one. I just never
watch. They're both on HBO Max.
Okay.
And give it a chance. Like Godzilla King of Monsters is everything I want in a Godzilla movie. It's monster porn. Right. Like it's just monsters fucking fighting, doing awesome shit. Like I don't need that movie to tell me a great story. I want to see something real, real cool.
The best Godzilla scene was One Crazy Summer with Bobcat. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, One Crazy Summer. What's that? John Cusack, Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bobcat Goldthwait. There's a couple other guys in there you totally know. I can't think of their names offhand, but what a great crappy 80s movie.
Yeah, that's a really quality movie.
Yeah. Mm. So it's one of those. It's kind of like what was the John Candy movie? Summer Rental.
Yeah.
Did you see Summer Rental?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. Don't you feel like they missed out?
Yes.
There's so much you missed out on, I feel like.
Certainly.
But I'm sure I missed out on...
I didn't Godzilla.
I missed out on Godzilla.
Dude, you did.
I guess so. I'll take
like,
it. Yeah.
I am telling you, this week, you got HBO Max.
I do.
If you don't got shit to do at any given time, watch both of those movies.
I need to. I will. I need to give them a shot. I've just never really given them a shot anyway.
Here's how old I am. Brandon, do you remember when you were a kid... They used to do King Kong in black and white on like Channel 11, like on a Saturday night, like 10 o'clock or something.
Yep.
And it was pretty awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Damn. Yeah, I loved, like I had all the Godzilla VHSs when I was a kid. I was real into that shit.
But then it was always like the Three Stooges. So I always like relate it to like old. Like I didn't, this wasn't for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, this isn't for me when I'm older. This is bullshit. This is just, you know, whatever. And Stooges were great too, by the way.
Well, and I also like, I feel like something connected generationally for me in that I was the exact right age range for Power Rangers. And I feel like Power Rangers is a really convenient jump to Godzilla. Like production production value and like scenery. So much of the original Power Rangers looks like it was modeled after the original Godzilla movies. So it's like, I feel like that's how I ended up in on it. It was like, I loved Power Rangers. And then the first time I saw a Godzilla movie, like playing on the TV in the comic shop, I was like, oh, that looks like Power Rangers, right. but it's a fucking monster
right.
instead of a robot.
Right.
Cool. That's not a far cry from what I'm watching already. Mom, give me these VHSs. Like, I'm trying to see this. I wore them shits out.
My VHSs got worn out for different reasons. I guess not. I watched them a lot. That's the same reason.
Yeah.
Same reason.
Yeah.
Totally the same reason. But just, like, the first 3 minutes were worn out. That's an old masturbation joke.
But yeah, how they've built up this kind of like monster universe with the King Kong, with the Kong Skull Island and the Godzilla King of Monsters movie. Like,
are they basically trying to do, you know, like what Jurassic Park did as far as build a universe? Like,
yeah.
And then we'll bring them to the mainland at some point.
Oh, they're already doing they're fucking
okay.
there, bro.
Okay.
They're there.
They're there.
But it's like, yeah, man, they've just made a, it's like a connected monster universe. But I don't think they're making it any bigger than Godzilla and King Kong. Like, you know, like the other, there's the other monster, you know, like King Ghidorah and all of the other monsters from the Godzilla movies are there, but they're like the villains in the Godzilla movie. Like, I don't think they're,
oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't think they're trying to like franchise out more monster movies.
Right.
But, and I don't know if they're going to do anything after Godzilla versus Kong. Like, I feel like Godzilla versus Kong is their, like, this is their Avengers.
No Son of Kong and that kind of stuff.
I wouldn't think so. I don't know. But, like,
if there's money to be made, there's something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, but I'm kind of surprised. Or I guess I don't know. So, like, they made two Godzilla movies and then the one Kong movie. So, the fourth movie in the franchise is the meetup that's coming. And I feel like that's kind of the natural conclusion. Like, I don't know, I just don't understand where else they could go from doing this, like,
that's
meetup
prevented many franchises from just powering through. Fast and Furious was like, you know what, we're good with one, but we're gonna keep going to 10 or 12.
And but you know what?
They're going to space in this next one.
No, I didn't know.
Oh,
that.
Yes, yes.
I knew there was another one. Yes. I didn't know they were going to space.
And I ranted on this. Was it probably the last time? John Cena's in it.
Do we know his role?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
He's Vin Diesel's brother, who they've never spoken
of. Right, he just shows up at 10 movies
after
later.
10 minutes.
Vin Diesel's brother, who's all about family, and family's
right.
real important,
yeah.
has never mentioned this guy in 20 years.
Not only that, but they don't look alike. Is it? Is that?
I fucking hate Vin Diesel. I fucking hate him so much. And if he makes me hate John Cena...
If Vin Diesel ruins John Cena for you.
I thought I couldn't hate Vin Diesel anymore. And then he put a song out recently.
Ooh.
It was rough.
What kind of music?
It's like EDM.
If you want to call it music.
That's another one we'll put on the list when we take a break. We'll have to listen to the Sky Anthology and the fucking Vin Diesel song.
It hurts the soul just to know that many people around him told him, way to go, Vin. Anyway, I'm sorry.
No one did. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he wasn't interested in
it. You don't think he cleared that with anybody before he popped it on iTunes?
I hope not.
So I'm confused. You are
me
a fan?
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I'm so confused. So confused. Anyway, no more Vin
Brandon's
Diesel.
Brandon's like the guy. Brandon with Vin Diesel, he's the guy that's like, I hate Vin Diesel, but I can't get off the Vin Diesel message board because secretly
yeah.
I want to taste Vin Diesel.
I can't be healthy. There's no telling what come out of those pores.
I'll leave it for you to find out.
Yeah. I picture some type of gasoline patchouli blend. No? Something along the lines of Pitbull, but spicier.
Ooh.
Anyways, that's not good. Well, so we got a Snyder Cut date.
Did we?
We did. March 18th.
Okay.
Which
I didn't see
a Thursday.
I didn't see the date, but I did see that they backtracked from making it four episodes back into a movie.
That's what I think. Yes. I didn't know if that was confirmed, but I heard that's what they were trying to do.
I co-signed that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. I think that's the right, like, because, and I'm going to say that it's a lesson that they're learning from Marvel. Because you can't make something episodic if it wasn't written to be episodic. Like, WandaVision.
Don't make a two-hour movie, nine episodes.
Well, it's like, even if they made it, if it's a four-hour Snyder Cut, and they were like, yeah, well, we were just going to make it four one-hour episodes, an episode has to have a self-contained story. Right. Like, you can't just say, like, all right, we're going to cut it here and pick up next week. Like, it doesn't work. Right. And it was written as a movie. Right. So it was filmed as a movie. So, I don't understand.
Right. How you could
do understand how you could do a good job of making it a miniseries without rewriting and reshooting a bunch of it, which seems like a fool's errand.
They've done some. They've done some rewriting and rewriting.
Some, yeah. But
I know we've talked. Obviously, we're both excited for it. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Well, shit. So we're going to get that March 18th, and I think Godzilla vs. Kong is March 26th. I think it's the next week.
Is that
on HBO Max?
Okay.
Yeah, man. Because it's just like everything that Warner Brothers is making this year. They're putting on HBO Max first.
Right.
Which is insane to, like, the fact they're doing that all year.
Right.
Like, the only thing that they might be able to salvage is Dune.
You think?
The only thing that I think could change it is, I think they're planning Dune for a Christmas release.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
So it's the longest one out. Okay. And I think, was it Lionsgate or Legendary? Maybe it was Legendary. Like, really financed most of Dune. But it's like Warner Brothers was doing the distribution. So I think it's like, they said, like, we're going to put all of our stuff on HBO Max along with the theater just for this year.
Right.
But, like, I think Legendary or whoever it was gets to come and be like, that's not your fucking decision to make. Right. So I think there's, like, lawsuits involved that I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, it's not worth fighting, and it's far enough away. It's fucking Christmas of 2021. Yeah. Like, if we can't release something in the theaters Christmas of 2021, I might end it. I don't have it in me. Not be in a movie theater.
But
before
this could be the greatest Christmas for movies ever, because everything's going to be pushed back. Like, James Bond got pushed back. It was supposed to be like a spring release or something.
Well, it was supposed to be last November.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be November of 19.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they pushed it even then.
Because of the Asian markets.
Yeah, because that movie they expected to kill in China, and they couldn't release it there.
That's right.
And then, like, Dune was supposed to be Christmas 2020, I think, and they pushed it a full year. Fucking Ghostbusters, that I've been waiting forever on.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, what, July of this year? June of this year, I think?
Yeah, who knows?
Right.
That is, to me, that is the first movie coming out that, to me, is like, yep, I'm going to go to the theater for that. That's worth whatever risk is involved. I love Ghostbusters that much.
Right.
I'm going to the fucking theater
right.
to see that movie.
Yep.
I don't care what protocols are in place at that time. I don't care if I have to spend $50 and sit in a theater by myself and I'm not allowed to have popcorn or a cherry cola. I'm still going to do it.
Okay. Yeah. It's rough, but okay.
Like, whatever they deem needs to happen, I'm here for.
Speaking of HBO Max, I watched the Little Things, the Denzel, Rami Malek, Jared Leto.
Yeah, was that shitty?
It wasn't shitty.
Oh, that's surprising.
I'm not going to say it was a great movie.
That looked kind of shitty.
But it was fun. It was...
Is it as fun as this fucking chick in a tank? What the fuck is going on? She just shot something out of it.
Shotzi Blackheart.
Wrestling's weird, man.
No, it's basically... Here's what wrestling is. Someone sees an old movie, so obviously someone saw Tank Girl.
Yeah.
And they're like, make a character. She'll come down in a little tank, she'll shoot a little something, she'll do a little something, and she's crazy. That's it.
This match looks like a meth head's fever dream.
Well, that checks. That's wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Lots of colors. Not sure what the hell's, who's on what team. You just go all over the place with it. Yeah. I'm good with that.
Wow.
That's good meth right there.
Right?
No, Little Things was fun. It was very, it's kind of a mixture between, I don't want to say like a Seven, because it wasn't that dark, but it was kind of, what was the other Denzel Washington, Angelina, the Bone Collector? Yeah. Did you ever see that one?
Yeah. I remember
it.
Like
a paraplegic.
But yeah.
So kind of that level of darkness, like, you know, I wouldn't call it scary, but a lot of twists and turns, kind of M. Night Shyamalan-y.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shyamalan.
Yeah, yeah, a little Shyamalan. Jared Leto is, like, when you watch the previews, it's like watching Suicide Squad. You're like, oh, he's all over this. You're like, nope, He's in a handful of scenes. You know, he's not in a lot. But when he's in, he's good, but he's not great.
Okay.
Denzel's awesome, and Rami Malek is kind of Rami Malek, as he is in everything else. Kind of the same. He's good, but he's very stale. You know, but that's kind of what he's supposed to be, I guess. So.
Uh-huh.
But it's fun. You know, it was 2 hours, maybe a little 10 minutes too long kind of movie, but yeah. I enjoyed it. It's fun.
Worth a watch?
Yeah, if you got nothing else to watch, I'd watch that. I mean, I wouldn't go in like, hey, I'm going to watch this today, because it's not going to brighten your day, anything like that, but...
I watched two movies in the last couple of weeks since we've recorded that I would also categorize as very fun to watch.
Yeah.
That are definitely worth your time if you're just looking to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, Libby and I watched a movie called The Final Girls. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
I had never heard of it, but it's like 5 or 6 years old.
Okay.
It's Adam Devine and Thomas Middleditch. And Aaliyah Shawkat from Arrested Development.
Okay.
And one of the kids from one of the vampire shows. I don't
say
know
anything there. I wouldn't know.
But so it's like this, and Malin Ackerman also. So it's like these teenagers that, like one of their moms was an actress, and she was in like an 80s scream queen.
Okay.
And in the beginning of the movie, she dies in a car accident. So then, like, fast forward 3 years, and it's, like, the anniversary of her death. And her daughter, who's a teenager, and all of her teenage friends go to this, like, double feature that's showing the horror movie that she was in the 80s.
Okay.
And then, like, the theater catches fire or something. Whatever, like, they make some bullshit excuse that ends up transporting her and her friends into the movie. So it's like these kids are now in this 80s slasher movie that they know how it's going.
The Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Very much.
Okay.
But it's really funny. It's really fucking fun. Like,
I'm just impressed you knew that reference, by the way.
Yeah, I know Last Action Hero.
Okay. Wasn't sure. That's an older one.
But yeah, dude. Real, real, real enjoyable. It's on Hulu. If you've got... It's like an hour
it's
and 20 minutes.
Cast. Yeah, I've never heard of it, though, yeah.
Right, I never did either. I couldn't believe that I hadn't. But, like, I watched, it's like, man, this is a good fucking time.
Speaking of good times, Mark's here, so I have to ask this before I forget. You have Netflix, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you saw Hubie Halloween.
No, I didn't. Is that the Sandler one?
Uh-huh.
I've not seen that one yet,
oh,
no.
Dude, you got to see it.
Is it animated?
No.
Okay.
It's fun.
It's straight Sandler. It's... The first 10 minutes, the cameos alone will keep you smiling through the rest of the movie.
Okay.
It's great. I got to tell you this because I'm shocked you haven't seen this, but you've seen, of course, Happy Gilmore.
I've seen all of them, yeah.
Ben Stiller as the nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Shows up.
Opens the movie. The movie opens
character.
With Ben Stiller
it's
as the
great,
orderly.
Man. It's fucking great.
And it's like,
oh, it's great.
With the stash and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's so great.
And it's the first thing you fucking see.
Yes.
Like, as soon as you start the movie, you're like, oh, this is the kind of night I'm in for.
As soon as you turn that on,
can't
you're not
wait.
Turning it off. Because you're like, right, oh, I got to see it. Yeah.
And you're going to fight. That's like the only Sandler thing I have not seen.
You got to go see it.
It is definitely worth your time.
Watch that 100%.
It is exactly what you want an Adam Sandler movie to be. Like, it's not... We're not going to sit here and say it's Oscar worthy by any stretch of the imagination.
But it's what if it's like the Waterboy doing a Halloween type movie. I mean, because that kind of goofy, dumb character.
Yeah.
But lovable and, you know, does all the right things. And then all these... characters around him. Oh, it's fantastic.
So, I was talking to Fox this week about that movie, for whatever strange reason it also came up, and he told me something that I'd never put together. In all of those Happy Madison movies, the female lead character has the initials VV.
I don't know that I knew that.
I didn't either. But Veronica Vaughn,
I got that, yeah.
Vicky Venton. Or whatever.
Oh, Vicky Valancourt from
Waterboy.
Waterboy, yeah.
Yeah, but no,
right.
even the character in Happy Gilmore is her last name's Venton with a V.
Right, I'm sure it is. That's who. Yeah, that's right. That's the
and in this, she played. Her name is Vicky Von Patton.
Yeah.
In this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, I never realized it until Fox told me when we were talking about this week. Then I started looking back at all of his movies. I was like,
right.
Holy shit.
Yep.
They really are all fucking VV. Of the iconic.
No, that can't be right.
I just looked. I had this conversation no more than 3 days ago.
Like Drew Barrymore and The Wedding Singer and stuff?
Or Jennifer Aniston?
Can't be. Can't be. I mean, maybe in like. Maybe those aren't Happy Madison movies.
Yeah.
About it. They may not be Happy Madison movies. I don't know.
Yeah.
Have a good look.
But like. It's there.
It wouldn't shock me.
It blew my mind. I did not.
I read something.
I've never put that together in my life.
Especially since he has the deal with Netflix. He's trying to do something with Millie Bobby Brown.
Who's not?
True.
She's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you pretty much just print money when you put her in something right now.
So. Not even print money. She's like, she is too good of a performer to be that young.
Yeah. But she hasn't, I guess the Sherlock thing is a little bit of a comedy. But not really. It wouldn't be like the same comedy as doing a Sandler comedy.
No, but I mean, she's shown the chops.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just saying she hasn't done anything like that before. I think it'd be good
to see. What I am still screaming for, what I've been screaming for a long time, and now the time is running out because she is getting older, is that I have been, I need to see Millie Bobby Brown in Princess Leia story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would. Oh, you're right.
Like
she
totally passes as a young Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, I can see that very easily.
But like now, Carrie Fisher was 19 when A New Hope came out. Yeah. Like Millie Bobby Brown's got to be damn near that now. Right? She's got to be 16 probably. Yeah. Like time is running out. I want the young Leia story.
Is time running out or is time getting closer?
What's the movie rated first?
It's a PG movie, isn't it?
PG-13.
Okay, is it 13? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. But if there's no, is it just like a couple shits here and there type thing?
I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, terrible. It's the same. Every Adam Sandler movie is PG-13.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't recall.
There's enough dick and fart jokes that they're like.
Right.
Nick Swardson in it?
Did Swardson show up? I don't think he shows up, actually.
I don't remember.
I remember being surprised because he was in the David Spade movie and not this one.
That David Spade movie was fantastic.
The Other Missy?
I didn't love it.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
To me, that was a lot of the same jokes over and over again. But it was still fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
Speaking of that crowd.
The Sandler crowd?
Yes. So this brings me to last night, new SNL aired. Yeah. And there's plenty of things we can talk about with it. Yeah. But the first thing. I was telling you, it set me up to think that something great was happening. So I watched it live. Mm-hmm. So you didn't have this experience because you watched it this morning. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the episode?
No, I have not watched it yet.
Okay. So, you know, cold open, intro, monologue, cuts to the first commercial break, and the first commercial.
They timed it great. Yeah,
is the new Uber Eats commercial with that's Wayne's World.
Yeah,
I did read that about Wayne's World. Yeah,
but that was in the first commercial break. Right. So as soon as I saw him, I was like, "Oh shit! There's gonna be a Wayne's World sketch. Like this is fucking awesome."
I believe.
I was like, probably, "This is gonna be dope, man." Like
we can't say the name or whatever.
I'm gonna get to see him in the episode. Yeah. And then like I realized it was an Uber Eats commercial. I was like, "Ah, damn it." Like
I hit fast forward. I'm like, oh shit, stop, rewind, and I played it because I thought it was a sketch.
Right, me too.
Yeah, like old as fuck.
Old as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, old as shit.
Because we haven't seen Mike Myers in forever.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Dana Carvey for that matter. Yeah. Like, what was
Carvey
last time?
Show up on he different talk on shows yeah. or stuff, but
yeah.
I haven't seen Mike Myers in forever.
No, he hasn't done shit. I mean, it was good to see them both. They were both funny. They both, you know, had this, you know, the same.
They both nailed it.
But they looked at their age but for the first time in a long time.
I wanted it to be a sketch so badly. Though. Yeah. Like when it was when it was only a 30-second actual commercial, I was like, "Ah, man."
Yep. I was bummed.
And it was like and how they timed it in. I was like, "Holy shit, this is happening. They're doing it."
Right, because sometimes after the monologue, they roll into a commercial.
They roll into a fake commercial. Right. Yeah.
So, they knew that going in and they took advantage of us.
Absolutely. I
felt betrayed, but then I enjoyed it a little bit.
Right. I had fun with it. I'm glad it exists.
I honestly didn't know until that Uber Eats thing popped up, it was officially a sketch. Like, I'm still waiting.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
What are we doing?
You're right.
Because they really didn't say anything about food, or they were talking about the big game and you know, this super thing, and it's going to be a huge bowl, and, you know, whatever. I enjoyed it. It was funny.
Oh, it was great. It's a great commercial.
Yeah.
I wanted a sketch, and I thought I was getting a sketch.
Yeah, well, life's full of disappointments.
Clearly,
yeah. Who's the musical guest?
Oh, Brandon's favorite.
Oh,
Machine Gun Kelly.
We're not even going to talk about that. I'm going to tell you something off the air that will crush you. Crush you. All
right.
Yeah. And I can't put it on recording because it will affect way too many lives. No, it's,
Brandon's got a real vendetta against Machine Gun
I
Kelly.
I just don't.
Just like Vin Diesel.
I just don't get it.
He's right
I
just, there.
I don't understand. I don't understand. But let's take a quick break. Maybe I'll understand when we come back.
Hey man, it's me, Kevin Smith. Check out alteredstatecomics.com right now. I will wait. But while I'm waiting, I'm going to also tell you, go check out the Altered State podcast, man. They come straight out of St. Louis, Brandon and John, and they are there for all your pop culture needs. They're very orally accented, is what I'm saying, ladies and dudes. So there you go, man. alteredstatecomics.com. It's right there in the name.
And we're back.
We are back. What a great break that was.
Yeah. You know,
oh, we didn't learn about Pitbull. All right, Pitbull.
Bad Bunny?
I meant Vin Diesel. I said Pitbull. Oh. That's baldism right there.
Your love.
That's just baldism.
The love of your life.
Played you a little happy ska music.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, isn't it? Just,
yeah, it is.
For sure. I'm stoked to listen to that, the rest of that track.
I'm just glad to know that ska's not dead.
Ska will never die.
Can't.
We had SNL.
Yeah, talk about SNL. Little Krasinski.
We're talking about. I thought it was a great episode.
I enjoyed it a lot. I didn't know what to expect with him as far as a sketch comedy thing went. I thought they did a good. There was that one early sketch that just died with the crowd. What was it? It wasn't where they were arresting people for being at the Capitol, but it was something along those lines. I can't remember what it was now.
Blue Georgia.
Yes.
I thought that sketch was hilarious.
I thought it was very funny, too, but it died. It did not do well.
I was not paying attention to the crowd response.
There was not a lot of crowd response. They were just like, ooh, can we laugh at this?
Wait, was there a live audience?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like not totally full.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah.
I thought the Blue Georgia sketch was really funny.
I thought it was very funny. So the premise was, you know, Georgia's always been a red state, you know, Republican, but they elected, I forget her name offhand.
Well, no, it was Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff.
I thought one was a woman, my bad.
Well, the mayor of Atlanta is a woman.
That's right.
Stacey Abrams?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So it's like now Georgia's a blue state.
Right.
And so like they did this whole sketch that was Blue Georgia.
But it was all these southern like accents super, dressed up like fucking the colonel.
Well, yeah, they did like the most super southern looking shit
right.
And had them all speaking in like ultra
right.
political correctness terms.
Right.
But like it was really fucking funny. Right. Like they did it really well.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was very funny. I felt like they were uncomfortable halfway through because it was not getting much of a response from the crowd.
I don't understand how it didn't get a response. Yeah. I thought it was a killer sketch.
I think it was just one of those things where they were unsure if they should laugh at it or not. You know what I mean? They were just like, ooh, that's a little too real.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. So.
Well, it's like they're bringing in, it was like Pete Davidson was playing.
Like the out-towner or something?
He was someone's cousin who was like from New York.
Yeah.
And like somehow the idea of Christianity camp, and he said, "Well, I'm Jewish." Okay. Oh, you know what we do with Jews around these parts? We elect them because John Ossoff they just elect us Jewish. But it's like it was just like all bits like that. It was like, holy shit, man!
That's right.
It was so funny. Or like they had a Kenan Thompson was playing like a deep Southern, and he's over in a corner reading. Like, oh, you're reading over there, Bisbee? Yeah. Yep, I'm reading the good book, and over. Becoming by Michelle Obama.
It's pretty damn funny.
They just kept. It was a great sketch.
I meant to write more down. I picture the sketches now, but I can't think of. I thought the Capitol one was very funny. Like the FBI kept showing up.
Oh yeah.
Like this group of couples, like three couples, were having a little get together and a little game night or whatever. And they start to play a game. The doorbell rings. Like, oh, that must be the pizza. They open it. Ma'am, blah, 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 you're under arrest for, storming the Capitol.
Yeah.
One guy's like, well, let me get my coat. And he puts the Minotaur hat on, and that kind of stuff. Yeah. All that kind of shit. So they're like, oh, I never suspected that racist Dave would have been at the Capitol bombing.
Right.
It's so funny.
That was a great sketch.
Yeah.
It was a really good Weekend Update.
Weekend Update was pretty solid, yep.
Was the early digital sketch that they did where, like, John Krasinski was the football star and his little brother.
Oh, the bully
like,
thing?
Yeah, there was, like, a bunch of kids, like, picking on his little brother. And he came out and he would just, like, he was just making it worse while trying to be the hero. But he said there was one joke in there that, like,
I love the one he's like, don't make fun of this guy and his medically cleared charcoal underpants because of his medically horrible gas or something along the
line.
Like,
The one joke that they're like, Oh, and you and definitely don't make fun of him because he has inverted foreskin that grows down the shaft instead of up the tip.
Yeah.
Like the whole time. When he's, I was like, whoever, I want to be friends with whoever wrote that bit. That's a great,
that is such a great
fucking line.
It had lines like that, that were like, you could tell they had to think about that for a while. And
they had to get
that,
there.
But then jokes that were just like, you know, and just because he's never kissed a girl, he practices a lot. And mom said he's getting real good. Like even like dumb shit like that, that's a common joke,
that's
landed so well.
Joke.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. But it was still,
it reminded
hit
me
so well.
Well, it reminded me, possibly my favorite SNL joke all time from one of the old Bill Brasky sketches.
Yeah.
I hear they use his foreskin as a tarp when it rains at Yankee Stadium. Just that joke, it's 25 years old, it still gets me.
Yep.
Foreskin humor is funny, all right? Foreskins are funny.
I some of my favorite things on SNL, like I watched something on YouTube the other day, was like the dark SNL sketches. And I found that, wow, those are like some of my favorite ones. Like the darker ones are just kill me. Like I loved all the Jack Handy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the, what was it? Not Little Thoughts.
Deep Thoughts.
Deep Thoughts, thank you. But the one where they're like, you know, one Thanksgiving where we didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have a Thanksgiving turkey or whatever. But then after dinner, I snuck into my mom's and dad's bedroom and they were in there devouring a whole turkey by themselves. You know, Thanksgiving. Like, it's just like, like, it's so horrible. Or, like, one of my favorites I know I've talked to you about, and I know I've showed you, because I had to search for it hard. And I know you know it, but it's, you can't find it anywhere. I don't know if SNL doesn't play it or what, but that, the H is O.
Oh, with Ben Stiller?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not out there anywhere. Like,
yeah, the one time you sent it to me, it was like,
it's a hard find. I'm like, this is one of my favorite things of all time, and they take no ownership of it whatsoever. Yeah. No one ever references it.
You eat like
Oh, God, it's the best. Just like the Andy, or was it Andy Samberg, one of his early ones? Was it? Or no, it was Jimmy Fallon. It was one of his early ones. Because they're like, I bet I can get him in four words. Like, or four lines or whatever. Like one line, one. Three lines! He's like, the H is O. And then, it's just so uncomfortable. Dude, so quick. And
I've been disappointed. Well, both delighted and disappointed. For the last couple of weeks, I've been, like when I'm laying down to go to bed and shit, just putting on old episodes of SNL on Peacock.
Yeah.
And I love it. You know, and I'm not going like super old. I like, you know, everyone always says like their high school cast is their cast. So I'm going back to like my, I'm going to the 04, 05, 06, which by the way, I got to 08. It was really wonderful to see an election year that was just like normal.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
But what I really forgot about is how fucking dynamite the cast was in 2008.
Like Will Arnett.
Dude, no. So the 2008 cast is Andy Samberg.
Yep.
Will Forte, Bill Hader, Daryl Hammond,
probably Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows was gone.
Bobby
Amy Poehler,
there, right?
Yep. Amy Poehler, Kristen Wiig.
Poehler was still there.
Yep, that was Poehler's last year.
Okay.
Seth Meyers, Bobby Moynihan. Like,
yeah,
it was just like as I was watching the intro, I was like, even it's getting through the featured players. I'm Jesus Christ, every single one of you is fucking incredible. But it was bumming me out that, as I was watching it, like they don't put up the full episodes.
Oh, they don't?
Oh, on like, Peacock or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only do, so it's like, at least
they select like what's,
It's
like
so
an
like,
hour version.
Yeah.
Like cutting stuff out. Yeah.
So, but like, so back to like 08, it's the hour version, but going back even further, like 04, 05. Some of the episodes will be like 30 minutes. But none of them keep the musical guest.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
And
I
that bummed me the fuck out.
I think
like,
they didn't own the rights back then a lot of times to replay it.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And I at least understand that.
Yeah.
That, like, I didn't
because even like when you watch old episodes of SNL, there was like a, what were the guys, you know?
Night at the Roxbury?
Night at the Roxbury guys, thank you. There's a couple scenes where they would go to, like, you know, other places to have parties, and they're playing music, and they don't play, when you watch the reruns, there's some just generic
house music
playing or whatever, but they're not playing whatever they played at the live show because they don't own that Stevie Wonder song or whatever song was playing.
Oh.
There's a couple different times I remember that back in the 90s and early 2000s that, oh, wait. Because they would always replay shit. Or VH1 always had like reruns of
SNL VH1 and E did for a long time.
And they would never have like the original. They'd have the bands, maybe one song.
Yeah.
But they would never have like, if they played anything during a news update or anything else, they would never have that same music.
I really wanted to see the live performances.
Absolutely.
Like, even when it's like a band or an artist that I don't give a shit about, it's like that's all part of the experience for me. It's part and parcel.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I was like, oh man, that fucking sucks.
Yep.
Like, I was real bummed out by that. But yeah, I've been watching just a shit ton of like the entire 2000s. I pretty much started at 02, and I just finished the 07-08 season.
I watched one the other night. It was one of my, as a kid, I remember, you know, I'd record a bunch of them, but I recorded, Pearl Jam was on. I was like, oh, fuck, Pearl Jam's going to be on SNL. And they played three songs. You know what I mean? They played.
Damn.
It was their second album. So they closed with Daughter, but they played Go, and they played maybe Elderly Woman. I can't remember exactly offhand. But I recorded the whole thing. I remember that episode vividly, like all of it. And I popped it on the other night because there was a couple sketches I wanted to see. And the one was How Much You Bench. Remember that one?
Oh, it's great.
Emilio Estevez was the host.
Yeah.
You know, Sandler's on there. Yeah. Spade's on there. Jay Moore and Farley.
Yep.
It was just a bunch of, like, meatheads. They were sitting in chairs, and they had fake legs just dangling, right? So they're all, like, jacked
and they're
up.
Skinny. They're real skinny.
Oh, right. Legs. And every now and then, they would just pop up and dangle.
That's awesome.
Charlie Sheen calls.
Guys are calling it. Yeah, Charlie Sheen called in, bitching at Emilio or whatever. But, it was, you know, it was great. Guys was calling, like, hey, how much you bench? And they just talk about that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And then they get, you know, talk about steroids. Like, we're not on steroids. All just jacked up and
raging
out. They got zits everywhere and zits all over their back and shit. That was one of my favorite episodes of all time, man.
Hell yeah.
How much you bench?
Yeah, I've been loving watching them.
I just ran across on YouTube the Farley game show where he's in like Japan.
Oh, they put the electrodes on his nuts and stuff at the end.
That's so fast.
He doesn't even know what's going on, like,
because he doesn't speak the language. Yeah,
Mike Myers is playing the Japanese game show host, so he's doing his whole Japanese. Oh, it's great. It's he doesn't know that he's winning, but then the final round, they got him tied up, like his hands above his head, tied up in like a dungeon thing. They strap like a car battery to his nuts and drip a little water on him and just start shocking the shit out of him because he got the answer wrong. It's
well, he starts out by saying, I'm not even sure I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I don't,
He just, is my wife out there, Karen? Yeah, it's great. That's a great one, too. I love that shit. I love that shit. Who was the musical guest last night?
Oh.
Your favorite, Machine Gun Kelly. Your absolute favorite.
How did I forget that?
Yeah. But it was a dynamite episode.
I'm going to tell you what.
I was a big fan.
I tried to listen to those songs.
Uh-huh.
I tried to watch them last night, and I got through half of the first one, and I'm like, man, I can't do it. And the second one, I couldn't even listen to. It hurt me.
Yeah.
I mean, I
I don't care for it.
Everybody's entitled.
But it doesn't faze me that much.
No, I don't know why.
I certainly don't care for it. Like, it's not. It is. I'm not going to. You know, it's not on my Spotify playlist. I'm not going to. I'm not going to pick up the record, but. You know, it's neither here nor there. It's whatever.
Brian Austin Green's not going to pick up the record either.
Right.
Ouch.
But yeah, it's just like, you know, I get it. It's he made Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Right.
For this generation.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
They can keep it.
But see,
it's not for me, so I don't need it.
But when I think that and I hear that, I feel like I should like it.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I don't. I don't know. Anyways, that's enough of him. Once again, way too much time for Machine Gun Kelly and Vin Diesel.
So, you just said, when you were talking about the last bit, you were talking about Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
We've got a Mighty Ducks series coming.
Oh, yes.
They announced the date of March 26th.
Yeah.
So March is going to be a big year. A big year.
A big month.
But we're going to have Godzilla v. Kong. We're going to have Snyder Cut. And we're going to have the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
But, so in all the trailers... Well, they've done two trailers. Emilio Estevez is, you know, like Gordon Bombay's back. He's a big part of it.
Right.
The chick who was the mom in Gilmore Girls is playing like one of the kid's moms who's clearly involved, and I'm sure she's going to end up banging Gordon Bombay. But we have not seen, they don't put any cameos of any original ducks in any of the trailers.
Like Adam Banks.
Right. I'm saying.
Well, the goalie, you know what happened to him in real life.
But he's back now. Goldberg's been sober for a year.
Man, he was like in.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was all fucked up. But yeah, I just saw a picture of him like a week ago. He's been clean for a year.
Wow.
But like, you've got to have a Goldberg appearance. You've got to have a fucking Charlie Conway appearance.
Right, yeah, right.
Like, if you can't get Josh, what's his last name? The guy who played Charlie Conway.
I don't even know. But I know.
But like, if you can't get him, why do you even do the show?
Yeah,
like, you've got to have a Charlie Conway appearance. You've got to have an Adam Banks appearance.
Right.
You got to have a fucking Fulton Reed appearance.
Right. He's available. He's doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I am so excited to watch this show. Just in hopes of a cameo.
So what is the premise of this?
So the premise that they're laying out is, yeah, it's very Mighty Ducksian. It is a kid tries out to be, so like the Ducks are the new like District 9 Hawks. Like the Ducks are the best team.
Yeah, dominating it.
And Gordon Bombay has nothing to do with him anymore. Like, it's just an organization.
Is he a lawyer again? Or
yeah, I think he runs a rundown ice rink, what I could gather. So this kid, he doesn't make the team. He gets cut. And his mom, who is the mom from Gilmore Girls, is like, well, what about all the other kids that can't make it? Like, yada, yada. And so they form their own team of the lovable misfits that can't make it. They can't get on the Ducks, but they need somewhere to practice. So they show up at...
They have, like, shin guards with duct tape and stuff, yeah.
So they show up at Gordon Bombay's ice rink that he's just running, but it's, like, an old disheveled thing. So then, like, I think the mom is the coach, and he's, like, he's the Hans of this.
Hans, nice pull.
But, like, you gotta bring me a Charlie Conway.
Yeah.
You gotta bring me an Adam Banks. Yep. Do you watch Letterkenny?
No.
Oh, okay. One of the kids that plays one of the hockey players in that's really funny is playing like the coach of the Ducks. So it looks very, it's Mighty Ducks. It's very much a kid's hockey show. Like, I think it's definitely more, it's more trying to get new kid fans, I think, than like be for us. I don't, like, I'm sure they'll do stuff for us because why do you do the Mighty Ducks if you're not trying to pay some fan service?
Right.
But, like, it very much looks like just a legitimate kids show. But, like, my kids will dig that.
Yeah,
and if I can get my kids to like hockey, that's a win for me.
So, this is, I didn't mean to cut you off. But this is popping in my head, and I want to get it out there. Your favorite Estevez family vehicle? So, you got Charlie Sheen. You got Emilio Estevez.
You got Martin Sheen.
Ooh. They don't have to be in it together. It could be, Men at Work, I know, is a great piece of work.
As soon as you said that, it popped in.
Of course. I heard they want to do another one, by the way. But
that'd be fantastic.
With Charlie Sheen, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
You
got Outsiders.
Promising family in Hollywood.
Outsiders had
put a lot of
Emilio and Charlie.
Yes. Yeah.
I did love that movie.
Technically, Charlie Sheen was in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Great flick.
Yeah.
First one.
Great franchise right there.
I think Mighty Ducks is my favorite of any of them.
It's up there.
D2 specifically. Like, I love the Mighty Ducks franchise, but like, D2 is a fucking awesome movie. Mighty Ducks is a fun movie.
Yeah.
D3 is, I get it. It's cool. It's got its moments. But D2 is like, I still want to run through a wall when I watch that movie. I fucking love that movie.
The cool thing was, if you think about it, there was like a major gap in Hollywood for hockey movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like Slapshot came out in the late 70s.
Right. Yeah.
And then I can't think of anything. And then Mighty Ducks.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when was Miracle? That came
after.
That was after. I bet Miracle was 02, 03.
Was it that late?
Probably.
Okay, I still would have said 90s, but okay.
No, I was definitely in high school when that came out.
Okay.
It might have even been a little bit later than that.
I would have said, if I had to pick a Sheen, Estevez family, they're both in it, which is a perk, but Young Guns.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Oh, Young Guns. You ever saw Young Guns?
Nope.
Emilio Estevez is great. As
Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland's in it.
Lou Diamond Phillips. Yes. I mean, it's a great cast.
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and who plays the, even like the two asshole guys are, you know, the main guys they fight over, you'd recognize. What's his name from City Slickers? The old ruffian guy who was in.
Jack Palance.
Jack Palance, yep. Yeah. And then who was the, like, Irish guy? Fuck, he was in, anyways, I'm not going to sit here thinking about it because I'll never pop in his name, but you would know him if you saw him. I guarantee it. But no, hell of a cast.
Yeah, you got to watch that.
Even Young Guns 2, I thought was fantastic. Not to mention John Bon Jovi does a soundtrack. I mean, what else do you need for a Western? And it's not just doing Blaze of Glory.
So another thing that I watched this week that I will recommend to anyone, but wait, because I'm sure... Well, don't wait if you feel like spending $4, because it was worth the $4 that I spent to rent it on Amazon. But it's also a movie that I feel very confident will end up on Netflix or Hulu sometime soon. It's a small budget indie flick, so I'm sure it'll get there. But I rented this movie on Amazon for $4 called The Kid Detective.
Yeah.
Adam Brody is the only actor of any recognition in it. And, you know, it's no mystery here how much I love the OC. Adam Brody is my guy. Which is what compelled me to spend $4 on. I was like, Adam Brody's in it.
I thought Val Kilmer was your guy.
Val Kilmer was my Batman. And I will die on that hill, motherfucker.
It's a lonely hill.
Yes, and I will wave the flag on it. So I rented it because Libby and I wanted to watch we had a kids free night, so we're like, yeah, let's fucking rent a movie together and like treat it like a date because we can't fucking go anywhere anyway. Right. And so it's called The Kid Detective, and it is fucking incredible. It is it's kind of like Encyclopedia Brown grown up.
All
right. So it's this kid who was like, you know, he was a kid detective in the little small town, but now played by Adam Brody. So now it's like, this is a guy in his mid-30s now, still doing the detective thing,
right?
But not really actually being a detective. So it has there's all sorts of funny that comes with that, but it's also like a legitimate mystery movie, and you kind of. It's like parts of it are so just like funny and weird that you don't really think about it as a mystery movie. But then like all of a sudden it gets to the end and you're like, oh yeah, there was a murder in this movie. And he's trying to solve a murder of a teenager.
Right. Yeah.
This is pretty fucking harrowing. Yeah. But like you don't think about it. It was just like, it's really well made.
Yeah.
It's the type of movie that we all watched forever that never seems to get made anymore. You know, right. It's an hour and a half. There's no franchise. There's no one in it, but Adam Brody.
Right.
And it's like, I don't really know how to categorize it. Cause like, I can't say it's a comedy. Even though it's got a lot of funny moments, but I also wouldn't really call it like a drama or a mystery. Cause it's not,
so it falls in that cute category.
I don't know if I'd call it cute though either. Like it's kind of dark, man.
What's it rated?
It's rated R.
Oh.
But see, that to me, that's a PG movie from when we were younger.
Yeah.
Probably.
Get some hair on your balls, kid.
Yeah.
Watch the movie. It's gonna scare you.
Yeah. It definitely wouldn't be an R movie a long time ago.
Right.
There's no nudity in it.
Like, do you remember...
I'm out.
I'm sure I am. Yeah. I know I brought this up before, but The Beastmaster, remember that movie back in the day?
Yeah,
great movie, right? It's violent, there's blood, there's like sorcery, witchcraft, there's nudity. It's PG.
Wow.
Yeah. It's great.
Well, I think Conan the Barbarian is PG, and there's like people losing their head, and there's nudity and sex,
Yep.
I'll be goddamn.
Meanwhile, nowadays, if you smoke a cigarette, you're automatic PG-13.
Yeah.
You don't even have to say a word.
Well, I'm trying to think. This has got to be rated R. Maybe it's PG-13.
A lot of the shit is PG-13. It's just defaults to that now.
I can't remember exactly.
That's the new PG, basically.
But I mean, It's worth your time. Is all I'm saying. If you want to watch something that it's a type of movie that we've all seen before.
It's on Prime.
You have to rent it on Prime, but you know, you rent it for like $3 or $4 or whatever. The wife and I both really dug it. Like it's a good movie to watch.
But go watch Hubie Halloween first.
I will.
That's well, that one, yeah, that one's free.
Yeah.
And like, and this is like, it's a small indie flick. I have to think it will be free on Prime or Netflix or Hulu in the next 6 months. Sure. I'd have to imagine. But don't wait. Go spend the $3. I'm putting that out in the world.
Do it.
That movie deserves more eyes, because it, for more than anything, it's a type of movie that I really like that just doesn't seem to get made anymore. So it's like, when one does get made, it's like, well, now I want to go out of my way to champion you because I don't want this genre to die.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need everything to be a huge franchise blockbuster or a fucking romantic comedy.
Right.
Like, let me see all those other types of movies that are equally as entertaining and fun and valid.
Yeah.
And it's a super fun watch. Like, it's fucking weird.
Some of the best
man.
Movies you see are the ones you kind of stumble upon.
Right.
Right.
I did that with Green Street Hooligans a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember getting a lot of pub on that movie. And I'm like, oh, check this out. And I'm like, this movie's great.
Yeah. Yep. Fuck yeah.
Yep. I got nothing else, man.
Yeah. We can call it.
Mark, you got anything else?
Yeah. Congratulations, boys. 2 years.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Thanks. It's been fun.
It really has. Thanks for joining us again.
And see you later.